Hi friends, and welcome to the very first episode of my new podcast, Becoming Her. I am your host, Victoria McHugh, and I'm so excited that you are here and on this new journey with me as I reinvent myself in my 30s. Now, if you guys had seen how many times I have recorded this, you would be surprised. As somebody that gives speeches and trainings in front of thousands of people for a living, it is really different to sit down and record something that's super personal and really different and out of the box for me. So I thought for my first episode, it would make sense for me to share how I'm on this new chapter of my life and also share a little bit about my childhood and my story from how I went from literally being born to where I am today. So take a seat, get excited, and here we go. So I was born in Canberra, Australia, which for those who don't know is actually the capital of Australia, in August 1991. So this is making me a fiercely protective Leo. I'm the daughter of two incredibly strong people, my dad, Stephen, and my mum, Celia, who have been married for 45 plus years. I'm also the little sister of Stephanie and James and the auntie to my favorite niece, Kate. I'm also the sister-in-law of Dave, who has been in my life since I was 12. Now, I don't typically believe in luck, but I do think I got lucky when it came to how I grew up and for my family. So I had the dream childhood, everything from the white picket fence to the Sunday family roast. And my dad is a successful entrepreneur, which gave my mum the ability to stay home and be a fully present parent to the three of us. I was in private schools. I love sports, especially basketball and swimming. And we spent the weekends in winter at the snow, where I developed a love for skiing and snowboarding. We would also go on family holidays overseas every other year, which is where I first fell in love with traveling and seeing the world. I went through primary school and high school until year 10 at a private all-girls school, and then I finished my year 10 to 12 at a private co-ed. So that was really, really good for me because I finally got to mix with the boys, and I thought that that was really valuable for me in those older years, really having that mixed environment. I love school, especially drama, and socializing, of course, and that's probably the time that I realized I loved people. While school was great for me, I did go through all the normal girl things like body image issues, especially with my weight and how I looked. If you don't know, I'm a taller girl, which I get from my dad. I'm 5'10" to be exact, and I always felt a lot bigger than everybody else. I was bullied by the boys at certain points in those later years in school and had a real love-hate relationship with my body, which carried all the way through to my adult life. So I'll definitely be covering these topics more in later episodes and how finally at 31, I feel happy and confident in my body, which I'm sure many of you guys can relate to. During my later years at school was when I fell into what I would consider my first and only other serious relationship with a guy that was a lot older than me. And honestly, bless my parents for being accepting because I think that they knew if they weren't, I'd rebel and date him anyways. I dated him for 5 years until it ended very dramatically with lots of cheating and him getting my friend pregnant. So not the love story you'd imagine, but I do believe that things are always happening for you, and I learned a lot of very valuable lessons from him about what I do not want in my life. I finished school and got into my university of choice, which was the University of Canberra, but decided to take a year off in between. So I worked full time for the first 6 months, and then I traveled Europe for the last 4 months with friends, but I also did solo travel. Now I highly recommend traveling solo. You learn so much about yourself, and I'm actually still friends with a few random people I met during my time in Europe. Now, there are a lot of things that happened on that Euro trip that I will not be covering in the podcast, but I'm sure you can imagine the fun that we had. So I always had jobs growing up. Honestly, from the time I could legally work at 16, I was doing all the things. I worked in retail, I had random jobs here and there, I was babysitting, I was in the fitness industry working in gyms, and then eventually finding a love for hospitality. Again, I think it was this social aspect, as well as meeting people, networking, and being on my feet all day. I really thank my parents for showing me how valuable hard work is and instilling in me a work ethic that has carried me through my adult life and ultimately helped me create the success I have today in my business. After I got back from my gap year, I started full-time uni doing a public relations and communications degree alongside full-time work. If I'm honest, I probably wouldn't have gone to uni if my parents hadn't have forced me at the time, but I am thankful I did and ended up with my degree after 3 years in 2013. I then went straight into the workforce in a corporate role while continuing to work in hospitality and gyms for extra money and to save for my first home. It was this same year, around the same time, that I met who I would consider my greatest love so far. So I know most of you, especially if you are following me on social media, are probably here for this story. So let's get into it. I met this man at the gym, and I can honestly tell you without being a little woo-woo that it was fate. He had only arrived in Canberra from Sydney a few short days before, and from the moment I met him, I knew he was the one I wanted to be with. A few months later, we started dating, and I can truly say he changed my life. The biggest thing I'm so thankful for in this relationship is the perspective shift he gave me on the world. We came from completely different backgrounds, and as you guys know, I came from a lot of privilege, and with that comes this little bubble, I guess, of this perfect life and all the things I ever wanted and needed I had. He, on the other hand, was the opposite. Now, they do say that opposites attract, and I truly believe in our relationship, this was true. He didn't come from much. He had a broken family, broken dreams, and he showed me what I would consider the other side of life. He looked at the world in the most beautiful way and was grateful for all the little things. He helped me see through life through new eyes. And for that, I can tell you I'll never be the same. We spent the first 2 years building a life together, and we bought our first home in 2015. It was this same year that I started my online business. So I started this little side hustle to help support us both, but primarily I started it to help his career to be a professional athlete. He was playing on an unpaid contract at the time, and I started working 3 jobs to make ends meet. I was introduced to the business within the network marketing industry where I saw so much success and it made me want more for my life. I signed up to this company and never looked back. So I started doing this alongside a 85 plus hour work week while he trained, and together we supported each other's dreams. 18 months later, I had gotten to a point in my business where I was able to actually walk away from my full-time job. And that very same month, he was offered an opportunity to have a professional sporting career in the UK. So at the age of 25, at the end of 2016, we moved from Australia to Scotland. We lived there together for 6 years, and I built my business up over time more than I ever thought possible. We were truly both living out our dreams. I was able to travel whenever I wanted, be my own boss, support his career, show up in every capacity, all while building this online community from across the world. At this point, I had fallen in love with the speaking and being a leader to others. I truly know that this is my calling in life. I love inspiring people. I love sharing my journey and my story. And I guess that's why I finally decided to start this podcast. I loved living in the UK. We made so many friends. We were able to see bucket list places on the weekends. And my favorite part was all of the movie-like white Christmases. In 2019, we got engaged, and it was the most amazing moment. My parents had actually come over from Australia, and it was perfect. So let's skip to 2020. When the pandemic hit, I was at the peak of my online business. We were at a point where we were selling over $1 million worth of products a month. I was earning every award and every trip available in my company, and I was truly in my element as a business coach. I felt like I was coming out of my shell, and I was really showing up as this version of myself that I was so proud of. I was speaking on stages to over 20,000 people in Las Vegas, and I thought that life could not get any better. My partner was also living his best life, and he was in the biggest growth in his sporting career. He was getting ready to debut for the country and ticking all of his career goals off. Then everything shut down. Initially, the circumstances of the pandemic didn't really change much for us, but slowly as time went on, with the lockdowns, the time away from family, the isolation, the lack of travel, the canceled games, and being locked in a house together, slowly started taking a toll. As with everyone in the world, my business started to slowly decrease, which really knocked my confidence as a leader. I didn't know how to handle the disappointments from people I was coaching and leading. I felt a personal responsibility to fix what was going on in the world. And life was so hard for so many that I felt like I had to show up every day as the glue and the warrior for them, regardless of what was going on in my life. I put my business before everything. I stopped looking after myself physically and mentally. I started drinking every night, eating whatever I felt like. And again, this just continued to knock my self-worth and self-confidence down so far. Now, I hope by this point in the podcast, you guys are like, yep, amen, I hear you. This happened to me as well, because I feel like this will resonate with you. And we were all in the same place at this point in time. I let all parts of my life unravel, including my relationship. And I learned, I guess, over this time that when you stop showing up as the best version of yourself in one area of your life, it will eventually spread into all areas. I didn't make the relationship a priority. And even though I can only take some part of the blame, for the sake of this podcast and respecting him and his privacy, I'm only going to speak about our relationship from my perspective and take ownership of my part. It was hard. Life felt so heavy. I felt isolated and unmotivated and lost. And I would look in the mirror and I would wonder where that once bubbly and happy and confident businesswoman had gone. And for the sake of being vulnerable and telling you guys the story as it was, and maybe not what you saw on social media, this was a point that I wasn't sure if I'd ever come back from. I mean, thankfully, we did get through the pandemic. Business started picking up again and sport got back to normal. But unfortunately, the damage to the relationship was really hard to come back from. We did all the right things to get back on track, and there was definitely hope that we could stick it out at some point. So at the beginning of 2022, when I was in Miami for a work trip, my partner called me and said he hadn't been re-signed to stay on in Scotland and that we'd be looking for a new sporting contract. I knew it was going to be a huge year of change. And honestly, looking back, if you had have told me just how much change, I would have told you you were crazy. I never would have believed you. Change and me are not friends. I hate uncertainty. I hate change. So I was really kind of in for this new stage of my life, and I was not excited about it. In June last year, we said our goodbyes to the UK and headed back to Australia, which we both thought would be temporary, as we were desperately hoping for an opportunity to move to the US. That unfortunately didn't happen, and we ended up staying in Sydney, which was a whole new city for me, but it was actually home for him. So to say I wasn't coping was an understatement. Now, let me just acknowledge how lucky most people would think I was to be moving home and to Sydney. And looking back now, I do feel a little bit silly, but I wasn't ready to be home. So I loved living overseas. I felt really in my element abroad. I felt like I was just this different person in a new city, and coming home felt really final to me. And I don't know if anyone can relate to that feeling of settling or being trapped or being restricted, but that's what moving back to Australia felt like to me. Eventually, however, I got on board and we moved to the most beautiful apartment here in Sydney. We were trying, we were managing, but the relationship was very much over before we moved into the new place. So I can't speak for him, but for me, I was holding on to the dream, to the story, the past, the memories, the love that still was, but unfortunately just wasn't enough anymore. And at the beginning of this year, we made the decision to go our separate ways. It wasn't shocking to me at all. It was a long time coming, but it was still devastating and heartbreaking and all of the things that come along with leaving someone after 10 years. We were two perfectly amazing individuals that couldn't make it work together anymore, and the relationship became really toxic to us both. I was abandoning myself over and over to try and fix the relationship. I was in fear of what my life would look like without him. I got into a bad habit of suppressing my truth, and I gave up what I really needed. We started bringing out the worst versions of each other, and I believe that when this happens, it's time to love and let go. I am forever grateful for it all. I wouldn't change a single thing that came from the relationship, a single thing about him or me or what we did together. And I don't know if I'll ever find someone as brilliant as him, to be honest, who sees the world in a way that's so unique. And without him, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And so for that, I can just only sit in gratitude. I always say to my team that you need to choose your heart in life. And I'll definitely be doing an episode on this for you guys. But for me, walking away was hard, but staying was even harder. So here I am, almost 3 months later, after choosing my heart and walking away from the most beautiful 10 years with someone that I loved more than I ever knew possible. A chapter I didn't think I'd have to write, nor did I want to write, but one that I'm now excited to go on. I'm a true believer that everything is happening for you and not to you, and that life is always working out as it's meant to. I have the most amazing friends and family and business. I have my health and my mindset, which you can't put a price on. This podcast is going to be real and messy and funny at times and vulnerable. And my hope is that you listen to this and you can relate and get value from it. That through my experiences and those of my guests, you will be brave and embrace the parts of yourself that maybe you've been squishing down for years. I'm excited to be on this healing journey and to share more about how I abandoned myself over the years and how I always chose someone or something else over me every single time. I am excited to show up not only for me, but for you, and to share the lessons I have learned so far in my life. Thank you for being on this journey with me to becoming her. I will see you on the next episode. And if you like this one, please share it, leave a review, and come find me over on my Instagram at Victoria A. McHugh. Have a great day, guys.